New heading. Character and Communication. Right now, you're listening to a book that I have written. Reading and writing are both forms of communication. So are speaking and listening. In fact, those are the four basic types of communication. And think of all of the hours you spend doing at least one of those four things. The ability to do them well is absolutely critical to your effectiveness. Communication, without any question, is the most important skill in life. We spend most of our waking hours communicating. But consider this. You've spent years learning how to read and write. Years learning how to speak. But what about listening? What training or education have you had that enables you to listen so that you really, deeply understand another person from within that person's frame of reference? Think about it. Comparatively few people have had any training in listening at all. And for the most part, their training has been in the personality ethic of technique, truncated from the character base and the relationship base, absolutely vital to authentic understanding of another person. If you want to interact effectively with me, to influence me, your spouse, your child, your neighbor, your boss, your coworker, your friend, you first need to understand me. And you can't do that with technique alone. If I sense you're using some technique, I sense duplicity, manipulation. I wonder why you're doing it, what your motives are, and I don't feel safe enough to open myself up to you. The real key to your influence with me is your example, your actual conduct. Your example flows naturally out of your character, or the kind of person you truly are. Not what others say you are or what you want me to think you are. It is evident in how I actually experience you. Your character is constantly radiating, communicating. From it, in the long run, I come to instinctively trust or distrust you and your efforts with me. If your life runs hot and cold, if you're both caustic and kind, and above all, if your private performance doesn't square with your public performance, it's very hard for me to open up with you. Then as much as I want and even need to receive your love and influence, I don't feel safe enough to expose my opinions and my experiences and my tender feelings. Who knows what will happen? But I'll tell you this, unless I open up with you, unless you understand me and I feel understood, and that my unique situation and feelings are also understood, you won't know how to advise or counsel me. Like prescribing glasses for eyes you haven't diagnosed. What you say may sound good and fine, but it won't pertain to me. You may say that you care about and appreciate me. I desperately want to believe that. But how can you appreciate me when you don't even understand me? You can only appreciate what you understand. All I have are your words. I can't trust words. I'm too angry and defensive, perhaps too guilty and afraid to be influenced, even though inside I know I need what you could tell me. Unless you're influenced by my uniqueness, I'm not going to be influenced by your advice. So if you want to be really effective in the habit of interpersonal communication, you cannot do it with technique alone. You have to build the skills of empathic listening on a base of character that inspires openness and trust.